Hey everyone, it's Tracy here at the Freestyle Approach podcast. This is interesting. I felt a really strong impulse to share this chat on the podcast, even though when I recorded it, which was today, it is meant to live on my online membership page. So this is a conversation with me and my friend Jess. Jess is coming in to the online membership next year to do monthly sessions that we are now calling slowing down and self-literacy. Jess is a psychologist and an SE practitioner and also a lifelong dancer. We've also worked together for something like 10 years at this point. And it felt like time in the online membership moving into its second year to bring something additional in that supports freestyle and movement exploration and creative expression practice. And to me, this piece of self-literacy and slowing down, and we're going to talk more in detail in the conversation that you'll hear in a moment, it feels really important to support the things that we're already doing in the space. So I loved what came up. This was super impromptu. We didn't follow an outline here. We're just talking about what we're interested in bringing to the space and what we're feeling curious about around it. And that felt important enough that I wanted to put it up here on the podcast. Maybe there's something in here for you to hear and to ponder. Maybe this can offer you some validation around taking space for yourself. I don't know. I don't know what and who it will help, but I wanted to post it here in this space too. So this is the conversation with Jess and myself. And if you're interested in the online membership, you can find more info on that on my website. I'm going to give you the address, www.findingyourfreestyle.com/circle. This is the FYF online circle. If you go to my main web homepage, you can see a link directly from off of there for the circle. So easy peasy. Enjoy. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
Because embodiment is such a big word. And I think like everything that, so when I hear the words strength or play or breath, those are embodied also. So, and dance is of course embodied. So why would what I do be different in it? Like, why would that, like I think there's another quality there maybe. So one of the tenets of SE in particular is a well-regulated nervous system is one that has access to every nervous system state. And I think an embodied person is one that has access to multiple states of embodiment. And that's not just, can I sit in my body? But it's how do I inhabit and show up in my body through all of these different ways? Can I play in my body? Can I feel strength and strong in my body? Can I breathe in my body? Can I move in my body? Can I
express?
Yeah. Can I give in my body? Can I receive in my body? And I think what I would be maybe offering is stuff that's more subtle in my body. The importance of slowing down so that you don't miss all the other states of embodiment. Yes.
Are we talking about like self-literacy?
Ooh.
Is that what we're talking about?
I don't think I've ever heard that phrase before, but that's, yeah.
Because I mean when I think about you and what you do, it's sort of like, oh, okay, we're actually learning how to be a little bit more literate about what is going on in there. And like, what are these senses and can I sense anything? And
what is it telling me about myself or my experience or about the experience of somebody else that I'm in partnership with or in connection with, or just in the same space as? That's a big piece of what it's a huge social emotional learning, social emotional literacy are like huge, huge, huge in education and psychology and self-help and all that field. But I haven't heard self-literacy, I don't think ever, but that feels,
I feel like I just said that. I'm sure the word is just around, but it makes sense to me, along with, of course, rest. But I think that this is a little more specific, and we could talk about like what would happen in a session. But what I'd like to say is I love this because the intention for the entire year, is going to be greater access to you. Mm. And, I'm just going to say a little bit about, the circle. So the circle has been around for a year. And when I first started the circle, it was like, I know I want to do this thing. This is how most things start for me. And probably many other people's like, I want to do this thing. I don't actually know what it is full yet. And I don't know what people will use it for mostly yet, but I have to just like start doing the thing. And mm-hmm. so I started doing the thing, and softly growing it. And then maybe around the middle to latter half of this year, I started getting really clear on what this is and asking the members, like, what is this for you? What are you using? What are you finding in this? And getting language around it, getting containment around it. And then at the end of this year, I started feeling like when you are in an ongoing membership group, I think it can be helpful at some point to get really clear on a potential direction. So I feel really clear on, here comes Bonnie, a potential.
Hey, Neville, can you come in the cuddle?
Let me grab her. A potential direction for the next year.
Here she comes.
Oh, okay.
I'm going blind.
And so, yeah, so next year is going to be about greater access. And I think I was working with all of these, you know, this, Jess, was working with all these facilitators to come. Yeah, to come in as guests. And I was finding that like there were particular people I really wanted to dive in deeper so that the students can build a relationship with them and their body of work can have more time and space and air to land. And so this next year is actually going to be like a team of residential facilitators. And Jess is going to be like a major co-facilitator with me, offering sessions once a month. So in the next year, we're going to have 12 sessions with you. And they're going to be on Wednesday evenings. They will be recorded. They're going to be an hour, I think, right? We're going to do an hour. And so we've been talking about like what these sessions may contain. However, staying, you know, open to the fact that this is an unfolding as well. And we're figuring it out too. We're just kind of following what we feel, where the curiosity is and where the direction feels like it's going. So we're landing right now on this idea that you brought forward about rest and self-literacy and a lot of other things that are coming up. But can you talk a little bit about like what might someone do in a session with you, or what might it feel like, or what might it contain, where you feel curious about going?
Yeah. Well, I think just the idea of staying curious about what we need is an overarching important thing. And for me, coming in to the circle as a facilitator and getting to know all the folks that are going to be joining us in session, I'm really curious as to what people need, because, you know, in the theme of community, we can't make assumptions about what people need and what they're going to need or what they might need. And, you know, the world is ever changing. And so it's really important for me to be open and honest and curious about what might be most useful. With that said, also knowing that we live in a world that doesn't encourage us to slow down, that encourages maybe self-inquiry on a level that is rapid fire, not like, oh, like, let me journal forever. Let me go to therapy and talk and let me, you know, move a lot. And it's often in the slowing down that we get the most potent messages or the most potent understanding of who we are. And I think another big overarching hope for me is that people come into themselves more and more with every session, that we come to understand who we are, not just the labels that have been given to us or the identities that we present with, but the, like, to really get to know who we are on a cellular soul level so that we can also see each other in that way. And so in sessions, we will be doing a lot of slowing down. There may or may not be a lot of movement or much less movement than you might be used to. There'll be a fair dose of some kind of meditation-like thing, because that's not only what I practice, but also what feels maybe most often accessible to people in a more structured way. Because what I hope is that the more we practice in a structured way, similar with freestyle, the more you practice in some kind of a structured way, the more unstructured you can make it. And then the more things become possible. And so we might start really structured in meditation, like things with some self-inquiry about how that was for us or about what's coming up for us. I hope that we'll have some real honest conversations about how we're doing.
Yeah.
More conversations, you know, which requires more vulnerability. But, you know, it's so easy to show up to a membership or to a community and like not really show up. And so that's a muscle to be tuned, I think. And so, you know, not that this is not therapy. That's not at all. I am a psychologist. That's what I do. But this is not therapy. But this is a space for people to learn how to be with themselves, learn how to be with each other. And hopefully there will also be fun. Like, I think also this is really important, like embodiment or stillness restful practices get this rap as being like unfun and like deep and mysterious and like shadowy and like, sure, that's possible.
But like even fun. Tedious, people find it tiring to like, put their focus in that way on themselves.
Yeah. But like, you know, like one of the tools I'm sure I'll give is like this list of sensation words that I use in my practice a lot. And one of the sensations is sparkly. And like, I'd be really curious where and how you feel sparkly in your body sometimes, you know, and like what helps that to show up? Or when you think about feeling sparkly in your body, what comes to mind? And so, you know, that because we want to be able to more fully show up and in all parts of our lives. And that includes the fun, playful, enjoyable times. We don't just want to let those pass us by. And I don't know, I'm rambling now, but hopefully some of this is helpful to people who are thinking
It totally is. And I want to circle it back. A couple things came up as you're talking. One is, you know, it reiterates as you're talking about why we're doing this is because we're in these freestyle sessions, which happen every other Tuesday night or via recording. And we're focused on physical expression and we're focused on like the mindset, skill, art form of free expression and free movement. And I felt like in that session, I didn't have enough time or boundaried space to tend to this very, very, very important piece for me. And I know for others, it's like, you might show up for a freestyle session and the reality is you need to sit down and breathe and rest. And so rather than having to kind of negotiate with that in a freestyle session, my hope was that now freestyle session can be more clear about like, okay, we're going to be here being in this type of practice, and that we can also have space for this other very, very vital aspect of exploration and expression, which, you know, Jess and I are continuing to find language for. But, you know, we're going to obviously find it together in this community and, you know, speak on it the best we can speak on it at this point. So that was one thing. And then the second thing that came up, which I might've already just answered, was like, okay, well, why is this such a huge part of the membership now for the next year? I did sort of answer that a little bit, because, you know, we have two freestyle sessions each month, or, you know, every other Tuesday, sometimes that's three sessions in a month. And then we're bringing in Jess towards the latter half of each month on a separate day. Do you want to say anything about, anything you feel people might need to know in terms of, why might it be good to do this?
Yeah.
Why might it be good to show up and practice in this way?
Yeah. And I think as people might be like, yeah. I could definitely understand people being like, oh no, I don't need to do that. Like, I don't want to sit. I don't want to make time for this thing. And just to maybe also name that you, just because this is going to be more of a self-inquiry and, you know, kind of generally seated or still practice, does not mean that you need to go super deep into your life story or anything. That one of my goals in every session is to make it accessible for anyone wherever you are in your life, no matter what you might be going through that day. And there's no expectation whatsoever that you do anything that you don't want to do. And that in and of itself can be really healing. And that in and of itself is a reason to show up, because I think so often when we're feeling a certain way and we're like, oh, I don't want to go and sit with myself, or I don't want to go and do that thing. But sometimes things are uncomfortable, but they're also necessary. And mm-hmm. I would really encourage people to think about, like, how much time do you really give yourself to be with yourself and ask yourself how you're doing, and to remain open and honest and curious about what comes up, and to also, which is maybe more important than anything, build your capacity to manage what it is that you notice and what comes up. Because sometimes when, you know, we don't sit in silence or we don't sit quietly because we don't want to deal with what we know to be true. And how do we build our capacity to show up for what's true for us, which inevitably also helps us show up for what's true for other people. Because there's no skirting around some of these things. They are what they are.
And what I would say on top of that as well is, if we're in a separate space where we get to do this work, my feeling is that when we get into freestyle practice, that it's going to have major positive, a largely positive impact on the access you have to yourself in order to express things in your body, whether you want to do that in a performative way or just to feel your own creativity, to release emotions, to see yourself actualized in the body, which is, like, for me, I think one of the most important things that freestyle offers. And so it's going to be hard for us to talk very specifically about, like, how they're, you know, the sessions with you and then getting into freestyle practice, how they're going to talk and dance with each other. But my feeling is that they're going to have a pretty deep impact on each other. And if we're just doing physical exercises to unearth play and permission and creativity in the body, and we're not, like, really sinking into or opening space for things that are in there that, you know, might have things to say or might have things to show you or might have might need attention, then what are we doing in our freestyle? Like, what I don't want to perpetuate a practice of avoidance. I don't want to perpetuate a practice of avoidance, and I have a bias at this point in my life, in my movement practice and in my facilitation practice, that truth is present in the movement. And, like, that we know where it's coming from, or we're allowing it to come from other places. And that, like, it's a process of discovery and excavation, and then, like allowing your inner world out. I honestly think that separation between inner and outer world is a place of great pain and discomfort, when we can't see evidence of ourselves in the world. We can't bridge the two. And I feel like this is, you know, a practice for that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It's funny, as you were talking, this image came to mind of, like, a field of wildflowers. And what happens when you are only tending to the top soil to help the wildflowers grow? At some point, they're not going to grow as much. They're not going to be as flourishing. Whereas when you really tend to the soil, you dig underneath, you get fertilizer in there, you make sure that you are cleaning out things that need to be cleaned out. And then you also give it time to rest, that there becomes this endless well of things that can be cultivated into movement. Otherwise, as you said, you're just perpetuating avoidance, and you're also like not giving yourself your fullest self. Like you're cutting yourself short on some level. Like there's so much more to you.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be cool to have access to all of that?
Yeah. And we're gonna work on it.
We're gonna work on it.
Month by month, we're gonna hold this intention for this group. And I really am excited to see who feels that this is the place they want to be and joins us. Right now we're, you know, pretty intimate small group, and I do feel like the group is ready to get a little bigger. And I certainly would like to see more people in a space like this. And we're building a space that feels really important to us to exist. So yeah, any final things, like maybe it'd be cool if you want to share a little about your background, or if they don't know anything about you, Jess, we haven't even talked about that yet. Like I'm thinking about, you know, your dance background, what you studied, what you enjoy. Tell us about you. Tell us a little about you.
Tell us a little bit about me. So I am Jess. I am I'm from New York, and I currently live in New York City. I lived in different places in the country also, and by profession, a psychologist working primarily with trauma impacted populations. Has spent a long time working in the criminal, legal, and juvenile justice system with systems impacted folks. And about 6 years ago or something like that, started training in something called somatic experiencing, which is a body-based method of resiliency building and trauma resolution. And I use that mostly in my private practice now. I've been a dancer since I was a teeny tiny child and continue to dance till this day. Began pole 11 years ago or something like that, and met Tracy a year or so after that. And then we've been working together for, I guess, probably like 10 years, something like that.
Like that. Yep.
Wild. Doing, you know, workshops and retreats. And mostly my role in those is a more embodied kind of mindfulness practice, or kind of exactly what we'll be doing in these sessions, kind of slowing down space for contemplation and self-inquiry. And that's a really important part of my life and my practice. And I think, much like Tracy, you know, we share what works for us and what has been transformational for us, and wanting to make sure that people have access to tools that are useful, that they might not otherwise have access to. I still pole now. I do a lot of Latin dance now also, which is so fun and a big source of joy in my life. I've taken Tracy to some classes. So fun. More and more, you know, it's just so clear to me how the vehicle of movement is vital to expression. But how we also have to like slow down enough to know what we're expressing. Otherwise it's just like popcorn flying around, you know. But we want to know like what are we really doing. And sometimes we want to say something, sometimes we don't, and that's fine. But like also also we can't say nothing, and we're saying something regardless, also whether we think we are or not. So I don't know, did I forget anything about myself?
No, that feels good. That feels good. I think we can close it here. And I'll just say that the membership's open in January, and we'll keep it open for several weeks to enroll new members. And then we're kicking off with Jess on my birthday, actually, January 25th. We're going to do our first session with you. Awesome. So we can look forward to that. I'm so excited. So excited to have you. To be sharing this space with you and to like be co-facilitating with you. And it feels right. It feels like time. It's time. And I'm happy you said yes. Thank you.
Happy you asked.
All right, everyone. Yeah. Bye.
You've been listening to the Freestyle Approach podcast with Tracy Kafer. If you'd like to inquire more about my work, you can visit my website at www.findingyourfreestyle.com. Or you can also reach me directly by emailing me at findingyourfreestyle@gmail.com. Coming up in January in 2023, my online membership for freestylers is opening again for new members. And we've got events coming in 2023 that are yet to be announced. So the easiest way to stay in touch easily, did I say easy? Easiest way to stay in touch easily is to go onto my website and scroll to the bottom and add yourself to the newsletter. I email out about once a week. So thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this episode.